Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Hello and welcome into the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. It's time for the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by DraftKings. And the excitement and anticipation has been growing for weeks. And the time's almost here. That's right. Baseball's coming back next week. The teams will be taking the field in less than 10 days. And there's no better place to get in on the action than with DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app. And to put you in the center of the action, DraftKings Sportsbook celebrating the new season with a special promotion. Before the season starts, place a bet of at least $25 on who you think will be crowned the champion, and they'll give you a $25 free bet to use on opening day. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app. Use code KSN when you sign up. For a limited time, all new users can get a sign-up bonus up to $1,000. That's code KSN. Get your sign-up bonus up to $1,000 only at DraftKings Sportsbook. And you must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Bonus comprised of a first deposit bonus and a first bet match, each up to $500. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. It is the Keystone Kickoff Show. I'm Jim Galante along with Greg Pickle. I asked Dustin this earlier in the week, Greg, and I'll ask you. If I put that $25 bet on my Mets to win it all, am I throwing my money away?
Well, I guess I would say this, Jim. Hopefully you at least have until September or October until you have to actually light that $25 on fire. So you'll at least have that going for you. But yes, I think so.
Your
put it on my
Phillies,
it would be the same conversation. So I don't think either of us has a World Series caliber team this year.
Hey, they're all tied for first right now, Greg, so I'm allowed hope. All right, let's talk Penn State football. As always, let's start with recruiting. Since we've got the recruiting expert here, we actually have some recruiting news coming up with Jamari Budden, don't we, Greg?
Yeah, we do. So the Michigan four-star linebacker is set to decide. Keep in mind that Penn State already has one linebacker in this class, Kobe King, the three-star, also from Michigan. He projects, I think, as an inside linebacker at the next level, but I don't know, maybe if he grows a little bit differently than expected, he could be an outside guy. But I think Budin's an outside linebacker all the way, 6'2". Let me just pull up his weight quick just so I don't give you the wrong information. But he's a guy who Penn State's been in the driver's seat for now for quite some time, it feels like. 6'2", 210 is Belleville, Michigan, and number 21 outside linebacker in the country, the nation's number 9 player in Michigan. He's a four-star by the 247 Sports composite and by 247 Sports. Kind of playmaker that Brent Pry has sought in the recruiting process since taking over the defensive coordinator job in, what was it, 2016, I guess. And, you know, I think this would be a good get for Penn State. They haven't had a commitment since May. They had that great run there in April and early May and haven't really had any success since and have seen some things go against them. But there's been some more encouraging news lately on the horizon. Two guys put them a few put Penn State in their top groupings, and now Budin set to decide. The 247 Sports crystal ball is unanimous for the Lions. I know Michigan State and Minnesota are both pushing hard, but it'll be a shock if the Lions aren't the winner this Friday afternoon.
Okay, so it's Friday afternoon is when he's going to do his announcement.
It is set for Friday. I shouldn't say afternoon. I'm not 100% certain on that, but my guess is that we're talking something in the early afternoon, yes.
My guess is the announcement will be made after we record our show late in the week. So that
would be my guess as well. Yes.
All right. Let's talk about a couple of these other guys that you alluded to where Penn State finds themselves in their final seven. And, you know, I usually try to ignore these final groupings until they get down to like two or three. When there's a group of seven, that's still, yeah, I guess it's better than having a final 12 or so that we've seen from some of these guys. But I know two of them are safety Derek Davis from Western Pennsylvania, very highly regarded. And there was a recent crystal ball to Penn State for him from Brian Doan, which is a good sign. And DeJuan Warren, the cornerback from Lackawanna Community College. He's also been thought to be a Penn State guy for a long time, but he announced his final seven, although he's been saying any final announcement won't be until December or so. So what do you have on those two guys, Greg?
Well, two very interesting ones here for two very different reasons. First off, with Derek Davis, I was talking to Ryan Snyder, the Blue-White Illustrated Rivals recruiting expert recently, and it's his opinion that Derek Davis is the only, but outside of Nolan Rucci, Derek Davis is the most important get for Penn State in the remainder of this class of 2021 cycle, which I thought was interesting because there's obviously a lot of talented guys still on Penn State's recruiting board. But Davis is, you know, again, a Pennsylvania guy from Gateway, so we have the Terry Smith connection there, of course, and he's a darn good player, and you don't want him to go to Michigan State or one of these other schools that's in play and, be yet the latest Pennsylvania guy to go make an impact and then go in the NFL draft at another school that's not Penn State, despite him being a PA guy. So I think that, obviously Penn State was always going to make the final cut there, and there's a long way to go until we get to, we get to a final decision from him, I think. But, again, maybe we're not, and it kind of plays into DeHaan Warren, who I'll get into more in a second. But, are these kids going to be able to take visit, Jim? Are we even going to have a fall football season? We just don't know those answers yet. But if there is a fall football season, but visits aren't allowed, and conversely, if there's no fall football season, which would almost certainly mean that the dead period that's currently in place would extend throughout the fall and visits would not be allowed, I think kids are going to have to start to make a decision, because if you can't visit campus in September, Jim, what makes you think you're going to be able to visit in January or February before that second signing day, with obviously probably no chance of being able to visit for the first one in December? So I'm hopeful that we'll have a fall season. I'm hopeful that kids will get to make visits and have a way to more inform themselves about the school that they want to attend. But I just don't know if that's going to be the case, Jim. I really don't. So that's something to watch for with Derek Davis and with Warren as well, a guy who was supposed to really be an impact player again this year for Lackawanna Community College, but the NJCAA has announced that it's going to move its football season to the spring. And Mark Duda, the head coach of the Falcons, told Audrey Snyder of The Athletic that he has already told DeHaan Warren, like, look, you're not playing a spring football season for us because you are set to graduate from the school in December and enroll with an FBS program in January. So Duda told her that there was a lot of, that was a tough conversation because Warren really wanted to be a part of what looks like another possible championship team for the Falcons. And I think that's a good sign for Penn State and any other school he's considering. This is a guy who wants to win and he wants to compete at the highest level. And so, that's one of the many reasons Penn State and other schools have gone after him so hard. So he has been dead set, Jim, on saying he is going to decide, after he takes visits, but he might run out of time faster than even a guy like Derek Davis does. So obviously we'll have the whole fall to do that if visits are allowed. He won't have to worry about his own schedule, but it's going to be a challenge itself just to get out and see places beyond Penn State, which he can drive to, because most of the finalists, that's not really going to be an option. So interesting pair of guys there, Jim, for two very different reasons, but Penn State sits in two very good spots with both of them.
Well, talking about Warren out of the junior college, I think it's also worth mentioning there's always the unintended consequences. By moving the season for the JUCOs to spring, they have not just that a guy like Warren won't be able to play another season at his school, but the advantage is instead of having 3 years to play two, he'll have 3 years of eligibility left, correct, after he's done?
That is a good question. Let me check into that. In theory, it makes sense. In practice, I don't know if
I'm pretty sure that's...
Yeah, it sounds right. I have not actually looked that up yet, but it sounds right, yes. That's okay. I was just going to say another question, Jim, is if the FBS moves its season to the spring, would he and any other January enrollee be eligible to play in it? Because wouldn't that be maybe a really big deal if there is a spring season and some of your top NFL draft prospect guys decide that they want to train for the NFL draft, to have any January enrollee and a guy like DeHaan Warren, if he picks Penn State, would be a January enrollee, would they be eligible to play in this spring season? Obviously they've always been able to be a part of spring practice, but what about a season? We don't know the answer to that question. It's not in the NCAA rule book anywhere. So that's something else to keep in mind too.
I would assume the answer is yes. He would be enrolled. He's a Penn State student. He would be allowed. Now, where I think the NCAA is going to have some work to do might be on the scholarship player numbers. So picture this. If Penn State were to have, say, 10 incoming freshmen who are early enrollees, including a player like Warren, well, that automatically bumps their number of scholarship players up from 85 to 95. On the balancing side, players that they would lose, you could pretty much bet that, I would bet anyway, that players like Micah Parsons, Pat Freiermuth, who are getting ready for, obviously, for NFL careers, that they would probably choose not to play in the spring.
I would think so.
The problem is, I just mentioned you could have 10 incoming and only 2 outgoing. So right. There's an issue there.
Yeah, there certainly is. But what about the guys who graduate in December, you know, at the end of the fall semester because they assume that they were just going to play a football season and that would be that? We're getting away from recruiting here, but I guess it kind of all goes hand in hand. So, yeah, my gut feeling, Jim, is we know, here we go. I'll try and make a segue that ties recruiting together with the end of this conversation. We know this was always going to be a small class for Penn State, 19, 20, 21 guys, and that wasn't going to change. And I don't think it's going to change even if a football season would be moved to spring. My guess is that the NCAA would have to waive its 85-man requirement, Jim, until the start of the 2021 season. I don't think you can fairly or even logically move a season from the fall to the spring and then try and hold schools accountable for their 85-man limit. That just seems silly. I think you'd waive that for 1 year, and then you'd have to be back at 85 by the start of the 2021 season.
Well, the only other option would be where these incoming freshmen who were counting as a possibility to play, they didn't expect to play varsity football in the 2020/spring 21 season.
Sure.
Would they, in essence, I don't know if I want to call it a gray shirt or not, but could they keep that 85-man scholarship limit in place and then just each, you know, instead of having 10 of these incoming freshmen eligible, James Franklin may look and see, all right, we lose Micah Parsons, we lose Pat Freiermuth. I can now make two of those eligible because I freed up a couple scholarships for it. So there's just so many different variables going on, and we still don't even know if we're going to play in the fall. All right, that is it, Greg, for quarter number one. Come back for quarter number two. We're going to continue our series on Penn State's assistant coaches.
It's time to get undomesticated. It's time for Labatt Blue. Time to get off the couch and on the beach, on the trails, on the lake, onto what you love doing best. Get in touch with your adventurous side. Get out the ATV, the tent, the sunscreen. Get out the cooler and fill it high with Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light, because nothing goes better with the great outdoors. It's time to get up, get out, get undomesticated. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
This is Andy Shea from the Keystone Sports Network. You heard us talk about 409 tailgate sauce for a while now. Honesty moment. I use 409 tailgate sauce at my house, and it's a hit with my family and friends. My barbecue chicken always comes out great. The sauce also works on pork, beef. You can even put it on your burgers. Go to 409tailgateclub.com to order 409 tailgate sauce for you or that tailgater in your life. And remember, always tailgate with honor.
Baseball is coming back next week. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code KSN when you sign up. For a limited time, all new users can get a sign-up bonus up to $1,000. That's code KSN only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Bonus comprised of a first deposit bonus and a first bet match, each up to $500. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.